Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As Sudan's displaced population reaches new heights, Bible translators navigate the chaos with faith. Then, what it takes to send the gospel to the far east corners of Russia. We'll tell you what's needed in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Sudan, where brutal raids in Gezira State in the past 2 weeks have displaced over 135,000 people. On the heels of relentless attacks and gender-based violence by the two warring armies nationwide, cholera is following. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide.
You've got these two warring leaders that are essentially just out for a power grab. This is kind of a fight to the death, literally.
As always, it's the everyday people who pay. According to the International Organization for Migration, 14 million Sudanese are currently displaced. That's a fifth of Sudan's entire population.
Literally every country around Sudan is absorbing all these people who are escaping.
Sudanese Bible translators with Spoken Worldwide are living in chaos as refugees surrounded by atrocities, and yet they press on with the work. They look to reach fellow refugees with the gospel of Christ.
Here's some incredibly faithful, godly people, men and women, just not losing focus in the midst of all the reasons that they should lose focus.
Each side of the war has support from different nations. It should follow that Sudanese Christians have the support of the global church. Would you commit to pray for them?
We need to be aware of their plight, looking for ways that we can serve them, encourage them, stand with them.
Then, what are the so-called HR needs in Bible translation? A report from the Lausanne Movement traces a surge of activity in the last 50 years in this field. Dane with Unfolding Word says, local churches around the world have caught the vision, but they need help. There's massive need for Bible translation consultants, but the solution isn't what you might think.
These are the people that come in after the first draft has been made, and they check it. They help the local people check their draft. There are not enough of those people in the world to handle all of the translation demand that is out there. We cannot train them fast enough.
Unfolding Word and other ministries have compiled open license resources they hand to Bible translators. They equip teams with amazing tools to help check their work. Learn more at the full story at our website. Dane says PhD linguists and translation consultants are still needed, but if you're looking for other ways to serve in Bible translation today,
I would really research the church-centric Bible translation approach. God is doing some amazing things in the world, and they're new things. And so we need content developers, we need software developers, trainers. I would just encourage you to study all of those things and be open-minded about where God would lead you in terms of your ministry.
Then, untamed and isolated, the Far East lands of Russia have sparked legends and stirred the hearts of adventurers. It's also vastly unreached by the gospel. But to quote Jesus in Matthew 9:37, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
the area that's considered the Far East of Russia is a landmass the size of the lower 48 states of America, yet with 5% of our population. This is a very vast land with many different resources, but not really interconnected like we have an interstate system. And so it is a vast, unreached region that desperately needs the gospel.
Russian pastors tell SGA one of their biggest needs is for more local indigenous missionaries and pastors who are willing to take the gospel to the Far East. It's easier said than done.
One of the struggles we have is providing the resources so these pastors and missionaries can actually reside in villages where really economically it's pretty impossible for them to be a tent-making pastor.
Link arms with SGA and support faithful believers taking the gospel to the Far East. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.